elevate. Going to be taking it to another level, all right? And if you just think you're all done in your Christian life and you can't improve, well, I tell you what, you're going to be miserable over the next several weeks listening to me. Because I'm going to push you and I'm going to try to encourage you that you can take it to a higher level in your life. There's a lot of things that we can do through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the living God, if we'll take the effort and make some good decisions, and God can help us. So we're going to take it to a higher level. Elevate. Boy, I've been high lately. Here we go. See what we got, Raj? We're clicking along this morning. Today we're going to build everything on Jesus, this whole series. If you ever get confused as I'm talking to you in the next several weeks about, you know, whatever the subject might be, come back to message one. Amen? We're going to build everything in this series on Jesus Christ. He is our foundation. He is our base. The study is going to be out of the book of Hebrews. Can you say that with me? The book of Hebrews, all right? And if you're visiting again with us today, everything you see is going to be up on the big screen today, all the scripture. I'll ask you to talk back with me a little bit so it'll sink in. You can go back and check these notes out online, just like you see here, come up in color on your computer, and you can do it at home later. So we're going to talk about Jesus today. He is our example. And in the next several weeks, we're going to look at the book of Hebrews, and we're going to try to take it to a higher level. How many are familiar with Hebrews chapter 11, that great hall of faith? Amen? All those people, remember that? Wow, that's another level those people lived on, right? We're going to try to get to the top. We're going to try to get up there with those guys. We're going to try to learn from them, see some things. But today, going to look at our Master, going to look at our Savior, going to look at Jesus. He is our what? Say it with me. He's our what? He's our example. You want to go higher? Go to Jesus. You want to make it? Go to Jesus. You want to do more? Go to Jesus. You want to be better? Go to Jesus. You want to make it through it? Go to who? Jesus. He's our example. That's how the book of Hebrews starts out. Talks about Jesus. You'll see the word better a lot in the book of Hebrews about Jesus. Jesus is better. He is better. Better than anything you'll ever see. That's why no other religion will get you to heaven. None, zero, zip. They're all inferior to Jesus Christ. Amen? People hate it when I say that sometimes. Think I'm being arrogant. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, period. God had one son. His name was Jesus. I'm sorry. Sue me. Okay? He's just better. He's just better than whatever you think you've got. He's better. Amen? And that's what you need to get you to heaven. That's what you need to get your sins forgiven. You might be a good person. You might be nice. Oh, you're so nice. That's great. But he's better. Got it? Yes or no? He's everything. You want to get to a higher level? Let's go to Jesus. Let's look at it. And that's what I did. I read the book of Hebrews. Matter of fact, I got this message from a Gideon Bible. That's the truth. I'm reading a Gideon Bible, just a regular Bible. You know what I'm saying? No notes, no nothing. I'm just reading the book of Hebrews. Writing little notes. And that's how this message came. You might know it when you see it. Here we go. Jesus, our example. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Who is Jesus? Why do I make such a big deal out of Jesus? Okay? Why does the Bible talk about Jesus like it does? Who is he? Let's look at Hebrews 1, 1 through 5. And I'm not even going to preach it. I'm just going to let you see who Jesus is before we get started this morning. Amen? God, who at sundry times in divers manners, he spoke in time past unto the fathers by the what? Prophets. That's how he did it. But look at verse 2. But he has in these last days spoken unto us by his what? So who is Jesus? Say it with me. He's who? He's God's Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. That's who Jesus is. Why do you need Jesus? Because if you're going to get anything, you've got to get it from him, because everything belongs to him. Y'all hearing me say, you bypass Jesus, it's a dead end. Okay? By whom also he made the worlds. Who is Jesus? Jesus is your creator. That's who he is. It was God's will, God's choice to, through Jesus, form the world, speak the worlds into existence. That's who Jesus is. Boy, he's pretty special, isn't he, say? That's something else right there. We ain't done. Who being the brightness of his glory. Who is Jesus? He's the brightness of God's glory. And you think your good works or you're doing something or throwing a dollar in the offering plate is going to somehow get you to heaven? When Jesus is the brightness of God's glory? You're going to bypass him for you? Is that stupid or what? Say, excuse me. I'm sorry to use the stupid word because that's what President Obama did this week and got him in trouble. But anyway, that's another story. Here we go. For the record, I love the Cambridge Police Department. No, I'm just giving up. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm sure he does too. So anyway, that was a, boy, when you're a speaker, you can say things. Here we go. He's the brightness of God's. Who is Jesus? He's the express image of his person. You want to see God? Look at Jesus. That's who God is. Jesus. Did that say that or not? He's the express image of who? God. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen who? The Father. We're just getting going. And upholding all things by the word of his power. The word of Jesus holds up everything. Aren't you glad a star didn't hit your house last night? Say. Amen? How many saw that crazy show on TV, The Meteorites or something? Y'all been watching that crazy show? Am I the only idiot in the house? When you're in Colorado, baby, there ain't much that you turn on, there was a meteor. Yeah. Maybe for two nights they drug that thing out. Anyway, aren't you glad those things aren't hitting your house? Aren't you glad the earth just doesn't spin off somehow? It stays spinning, and yet you stay on the earth because of something called gravity. Aren't you glad all that happened because of him? Do you know that's who your Savior is or not? That's who Jesus is. It's insane. Look at it. When he had by himself purged our sins. So who's Jesus? He's the one who purged our sins. Then he sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. Who's Jesus and where's he at right now? He's seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for you and me. Boy, I'm making a big deal out of Jesus, ain't I? I guess that's what you do when you go to the Rockies. And you see all that creation. Wow, it's breathtaking. We serve a mighty God, an awesome God. Amen? We're coming over the St. Pete Bridge. I hate tolls. I hate to pay tolls when you pay taxes anyway, right? But anyway, there's one place in Florida I don't mind paying a toll, and it's that St. Pete Bridge. That's that Skyway. Because you get like 25 minutes of nothing but the glory of God for a dollar. Amen? And that's what I'm thinking last night. That's our Savior. He's awesome. Being made so much more better than the angels. Who is Jesus? He's much better than the angels. And by the way, that means he's got you beat too. Okay? Better than the angels. He's better than the angels. As he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. There is no greater name than the name. Say it with me. Jesus. Come on, help me here. The name of Jesus. You can say that name, and I've done this before in many services, but you can say the name of Jesus. You can be Chinese. Jesus. And there it is. You can be speaking Spanish. Jesus. Jesus. You can understand Jesus in any language because his name is above what? All names. Okay? Here we go. Much better. More excellent name. Friend of which of the angels said he at my time? What angel ever had this said to him? You're my son. This day have I begotten you. He's the only begotten son of God. I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son. So, are we aiming high when we shoot for Jesus? Say. That's what we're talking about. Taking it to another level. Elevate. And I said all that to say this. Now here we roll with the message. Jesus couldn't get any higher than he was. Say that with me. Jesus couldn't get any higher. Don't you believe that? Yes or no? Just based on what I just read, Jesus couldn't get any higher than he was. Okay? You and I can go higher. We can elevate. We can pick it up a level. We can take it up a notch, right? Jesus couldn't go any higher. But he took it to another level anyway. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. How could he take it to another level when he couldn't go any higher? Here's what he did. He took it to another level in another way because he loves you. You're loved of God. What a Savior we have. The book of Hebrews starts off with such huge terms, glowing terms of Jesus. And then talks about through the book what he did and who he was and what he became for you and me. Listen. Jesus Christ came down to us. Would you say that with me? Jesus Christ came down to us. That's how he took it to another level. He couldn't go any higher, man. He's as high as he can go, right? Say, yes or no? You can't get any higher than seated at the right hand of God the Father. You can't get any higher than to speak worlds into existence. You can't get any higher than that. But Jesus Christ took it to another level when he did what? When he came to me. That's when he took it to another level. That's when he went crazy on me. Amen? Unbelievable. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who is higher than angels, his name's above angels. He came to Clark? Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it? Isn't that something? Say, why in the world would you not put your faith and trust in somebody like that? God loved you so much, the Bible says, that he gave his only begotten Son, that if you'd believe in him, you'd have everlasting life. Isn't that great? That's who he is. He came down to us. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake, say it with me, he became what? Poor. That you through his poverty might be what? Rich. What a Savior we have. Philippians 2:7 says, but Jesus made himself of no reputation. He came down. He took upon him the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of who? Of us. Wow. He took it to another level for me. Jesus, he's our example. So as we start aiming higher over the next several weeks, would you remember this message? Say, would you let this be your foundation? Okay? When you get challenged, let this be the thing that you come back to. Okay? How can I make it through this? All right. Go back to square one. Jesus. He's my foundation. He's my example. Let's see how he took it to another level for us. I just read through the book of Hebrews, made several points, and just hope that you'll get them. Might want to jot them down. How did Jesus take it to another level? Say that with me. He was made low for me. That's how he took it to another level. One more time. He was made low for me. Can you imagine that? Here he is, creator of the world, name above angels. He's worshipped by angels. Okay? And he came down here for me. That's taking it to another level, isn't it? Say, isn't that crazy? He was made low for me. How do I know that? Book of Hebrews. But we see Jesus. Say it with me. Who was made of what? Little lower than the angels. Why was he made that way? For the suffering of death. Crowned with glory and honor that he by the grace of God should taste what? Death. For every man. That's why your good works isn't going to do doodly squat for you. Okay? What are you going to do with the death question? Say. You're all going to die. And you know that. But there's something else you might not know. The Bible speaks of a second death. How many knew the Bible said something about a second death? Yeah. Several places. You're going to die another death. That's what he tasted for you. That's why he came. That's why he was made low. That's why he took it to another level. To taste your hell. To take your hell. So I don't have to take hell. He took it for me. Is that taking it to another level or what? Oh yeah, he took it to another. He couldn't get no higher. He did it in another way. My Savior was made low for me. Amen? And this ain't part of the message. That's why when you say the name of Jesus, you should say it in a prayer, you should say it in praise, you should say it in honor. You hit your hand with a hammer and you say, Jesus! Or like I see on television, I was flipping through watching MTV, all the Jesus this on this one show. Jesus Christ and Jesus. Let me tell you, I almost want to jump through the TV and knock the snot out of them. Listen. That's it. Listen. He was made low for me. He tasted death for me. That's taking it to a whole other level, baby. That's who my Savior. He is my example. When I want to take it to a higher level, I need to remember this message. I want to look back and see who he is. That gives me strength to overcome anything because of him. And because the Holy Spirit lives inside of me, I can do all things through who that strengthens me? Christ. Why? Because look at him. Look at him. He's my example. So the first thing I saw as I'm just perusing through the book of Hebrews, he was made low for me. Look at the next thing. He was what? Tempted. For who? For me. Now you know what? I've always looked at this verse, pop it up. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he's able to succor, to to comfort those that are tempted. Another verse in Hebrews. For we don't have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without what? Sin. And I always saw that verse, and I always thought, you know, I can relate to Jesus, and Jesus can relate to me because he was tempted. See? And he was. He was tempted like me. But as I was studying, it just really hit me. He wasn't just tempted like me. He was tempted for me. He was fine. He's in heaven. He's a ruler of the universe. He was made a little lower than the angels. Came down here made low for me. And because of that, he was also tempted for me. Does that make sense to you? If he had stayed there, he wouldn't have been tempted where? Here. You got it? Yes or no? Can you imagine that? It's not that you just have a Savior who was tempted like you. We have a Savior who was tempted for us. He didn't have to be tempted. He didn't have to have Satan in his face. He didn't have to be made a little lower so he had struggles like you and me. He struggled, man. Why did he do that? For me, he was tempted. Isn't that crazy? Say, that's taking it to another level. Can you imagine him in heaven going, you know, you mean it? Whoa. I'm going to go down there, and he's going to get in my face? Is that what's going to go down here? And I'm going to be born in that little, you know, horrible place there in Bethlehem with that cow mess? Is that what, let me get this straight here. Say. And those self-righteous pigs there in Jerusalem, they're going to tell me how it is. They're going to spit on me and say, are you kidding me? Isn't that how we'd be doing it, say? Well, he's God. He knew it all. He knew what all was going to happen. But he did it anyway. Isn't that great? Boy, that's taking it to another level in another way. He was made low for me. He was tempted on this earth. Who knows the things that was said to him? You know? But he was tempted when he's on this earth for me. He's my example. The third thing I'm reading through to Hebrews. I'm just going through the chapters. Chapter 5, I saw this. Say that with me. He learned obedience through suffering. Do you think God has to be taught anything? Yes or no? You think God has to be taught anything? If God is God, does he have to be taught anything? No. But he humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And the Bible says in Hebrews 5:8, look at this verse. Though he were a son of God, yet he learned obedience by the things which he what? Suffered. You know, it's one thing for us not to know a whole lot, and mom and dad have to teach us. Son, do it this way. Why? Because you don't know anything. Okay. It's another thing to be God and to know everything. And to humble yourself and give that up and have to come to this earth and learn obedience through your suffering. He did that for me. Is that taking it to another level or what? That's a crazy thought. I see you going, whoa, I understand. That's a wild thought. He learned obedience through his suffering. The Bible even goes on to say crazy things like this in Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And then it says something like this. It pleased God to do this to Jesus. It says that. It pleased God for him to be bruised and to suffer. That's taking it to another level. Are y'all listening? I mean, this is sort of like a turned around, gilly message. But he's our example. And you can't have confidence in him? You can't be bold in Jesus? That's what we're going to talk about in the coming weeks. You can't be mature? You can't stand? You're going to whine your way the rest of your life all the way till you die? When are you going to take it to another level? When are you going to pick it up a notch? When are you going to grow up? Amen? Are you listening? When's the world going to see us as solid in our faith instead of flip-flop hypocrites all the time? Amen? Look at this. He's our example. He took it to another level, but he did it in another way because he started so high. He lowered himself for me. He was tempted for who? He took crap, excuse me, for me. That's who he is. What a great Savior. Amen? Let's look at another one. He learned obedience for me. He learned obedience for me. Did God have to obey anybody? If you're God, you don't have to obey anybody, right? Isn't that why you get to be called God? Say. He learned, he had to learn obedience for me. He had to learn obedience for me. Because he didn't know obedience. Because he's God. But he lowered himself, took on a body of flesh, came to this planet, and he learned it for me. Are y'all, am I crazy this morning? Nobody's, are y'all all right? He learned, I mean, it's one thing to go off to college and learn something to become somebody. It's another thing to be God and have to go learn obedience for that slob, me. He did that for me. What a great God we have. Amen? Stand up for Jesus Christ. That's when I see stuff like that. It makes me want to take a more firm stand for him. Because he's my Savior. We're not done yet. Say that with me. He shed his own blood for me. And we're just staying in the book of Hebrews. You can find this stuff all through the New Testament. Hebrews 9:12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, which that's what they were used to offering, sacrifices, but by, say it with me, his own blood. See, they had to offer these sacrifices every year, every year, every year. But he offered his own blood how many times? Once into the holy place, and he obtained what for us? Eternal redemption. Jesus Christ shed his blood for me. How does it make you feel? You know, hard to believe, isn't it? But see, he took it to another level. You matter to God. You matter to God. Okay? And first thing we do when things go wrong in our life, well, God, why'd you let this happen? And we just curse him and we get mad at him because we don't know that you matter to God. Do you know how much you matter? That he would make himself low for you? That he would be tempted for you? That, hey, hello, I'm God, but I'm going to go there and I'm going to learn to be obedient for you! And I'm going to shed my blood for you. That is crazy. Isn't it? You can't buy that. You can't work that. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. It's a gift. I do this because I love you. I took it to another level because you were in a bad shape, man. Adam sinned, the whole world sinned. And I can't have anything to do with you, and my father can't have anything to do with you because you're sinners, you're lost, you're going to die that second death. Only I can fix this. I got to pump it up. I got to take it to another level. I got to go the opposite way. I'm already way up here. I got to go down here because I love you. Isn't that a great God? Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. That's good stuff. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I lift your name on high. Amen. No wonder. Come on. He's our example. As we study the next several weeks through the book of Hebrews, and I challenge you to be better, to go higher, remember this message. Remember that this is your strength. You listening? Say. This is how you endure right here. You take it right back here. This is how I make it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is my juice right here. This is how I can do it. By the way, he has given me his Holy Spirit inside of me, come alongside me to help me, give me the Word of God, give me prayer and communication, but I can make it, okay, because of him. The last thing I wrote down, we're almost done. Say that with me. He did what? Won the victory for me. Amen? Look at this. Hebrews 10:10. By the which will, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. He won the victory for me. And every priest stands daily ministering and offering oftentimes in the same sacrifices, which could never take away sins. But this man, Jesus, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever, he sat down on what? The right hand of God. From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstools. I tell you what, friend. If you put your faith in Christ, faith in Jesus Christ, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. Well, why does this happen? Why do things go on in the world? Hey, cool it. He's at the right hand of God the Father. All his enemies are going to be his footstool. Okay? You listening? Amen? You put your faith and trust in him, that settles it. You're in, friend. If you believe in Jesus Christ, he died for you, he rose for you, he has sanctified you forever. Isn't that great? That's who we serve. What a great Savior. He won the victory for me. He is able, Jesus Christ. You don't know what I'm doing, preacher man. Listen, he is able to save them to the what? Uttermost. That come to him, that come unto God through who? Buddha? Muhammad? Somebody tell me what that says. Jesus. Got it? Yes or no? That ticks you off, get ticked off. I could care less. That's what the Bible says. You listening today? This is how you, listen, Jesus is able to save to the uttermost them that come to God by him. You want to come to God through somebody else? Remember I said this, you ain't going to make it. Okay? There's a do not enter sign. There's closed, sorry. Amen? You come to God through who? Jesus. Boy, if we didn't get anything else, we should have got that this morning. He is able to save you today. Seeing that he lives, man. He lives. I serve a risen Savior. He lives ever to make intercession for who? Them. Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father right now. He took it to another level. He came down here. He whooped Satan's tail. Okay? Gave his life for us. A ransom for many. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He's now resurrected. He's at the right hand of God the Father. And you know what? Why he lives now and what makes him live even more than God could ever live, and I don't understand all that kind of stuff, is saving you. Isn't that crazy? He ever lives to make intercession for you. That wore me out. I thought riding the Rockies was tough. Boy, what Jesus did. I wouldn't have done it for you. I'd have been sitting there, name above angels, created things. You wouldn't have mattered squat to me. That's the truth. I'm a fallen man. He's a loving God. Amen? He's a loving God. He did that for me. He took it to another level, but he did it in another way. We're wrapping up the message. Jesus is our example. Amen? Look at Hebrews 12:2. How can I be more bold? How can I be more confident? We're going to talk about that over the next several weeks. Here's how you do it. Look at Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto who? Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Well, this person let me down, or this pastor let me down, or this Sunday school teacher, or this person. Let me tell you, anytime you look at other people, get ready to get let down. But let me tell you something. He's a champion. Of champions. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our what? He didn't just take it to another level in another way. He took it to another level in another way, and he finished it. What did he say on the cross? Interesting words. It is what? Finished. That's who he is. But look, why? Look at this. These words are crazy. Who for the what? Joy. That was set before him. He not only did this, he took it to another level in another way. He looked at what he did for you and me when he was doing it as joy. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to save those people. This is great. This is wonderful. I'm going to take their whooping. It hurt. In the garden, he said, "Oh, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me, but not my will. Yours be done." Amen? That's our Savior. He did this with joy. Nobody made him do it. If you're going to take it to another level, ain't nobody going to do it for you. If you want to live a Christian life that's going to be stronger for Jesus, more dedicated to him, I can't do it for you. You're going to have to do it. He did it. He did this for you. You're going to have to do it for Him. Amen? He did it for the joy that was set before. He endured the cross. He despised the shame of it. But now He's sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen? So how do I make it? How do I take it to another level? Always look to Him. He's the author, and He's the finisher of my faith. He'll never let me down. I never have to worry if my sins are forgiven. Boy, when I put my sins on Him, He can handle it. Amen? Got it? Hope you're getting something today. I don't know if you are or not. I got something when I wrote the notes down. And I'm getting it again today. What a wonderful Savior I have. Do you want to go higher in your Christian life? You want to be more bold and confident in Jesus and your faith? Okay? You want to be like some of those people I was singing about in that song. I think of Paul and Silas. Amen? Think of Moses. All those things. I think of my mother, who's in heaven, who looked down the barrel of a .357 Magnum, was shot 6 times. And I believe her departing words were, "You can't threaten me with heaven." That's who I want to be like. You want to go higher? Here's how you do it. Consider Jesus. Say that with me. Consider Jesus. You want to go higher? Say it with me. Consider Jesus. Look at what Hebrews 12:3 says. For consider Jesus, that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself. Why does this happen to me in my life? Why am I going through this problem? Why is this happening? Okay? You consider Jesus. You can rise higher regardless of your situation. How do I do it, Clark? Consider Him. That's what I've been trying to get you to do this morning. You listening? Say, consider Him, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. I can do all things through Christ when I consider Him instead of you or me. That's when I can get screwed up. Okay? But if I consider Him, the gates of hell can't prevail. Amen? And I can be confident. Greater is He that's in who? Than he that's in the what? Amen? Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of who? The devil. And having done all to stand, stand. Amen? That's what we're talking about today. Elevate. Taking it to another level. Can we do this? Can we just give it up and praise Jesus this morning? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What a great Savior we have.